East Coast Breakfast.
So while we wait for you to let us know where we can find 942 more wheelbarrows, we've come up with a problem word sum, which is very, very high grade maths, but guesses are welcome. Are you guys ready for the word problem?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Imagine, is the in your head, you're carrying a bag of sugar beans. This bag of sugar beans contains 444,154 beans. The bag has a small tear in it. Okay. And the beginning, and the beans, listen properly.
The beginning,
in
yes.
The beginning. The beans begin to fall. I'll start again. Listen properly.
Stop, stop, we want to solve
this. Start again.
Okay, go. Because this right. Is hard. Okay,
guys,
go.
You're carrying a big bag. Imagine you're carrying a big bag of sugar beans. Mm-hmm. I've counted the sugar beans for you. There are 444,154 beans in that bag. The bag has a tear in it, and the beans begin to fall out as you walk.
Okay.
In the first meter, one bean falls out. In the second meter, two beans. And in the third meter, three beans, etc., etc., etc. They increase by one bean every meter. How far in meters will you have walked when only one bean remains? That is your math problem. Sure. Completely solvable. Yeah. Nothing higher grade about this. Yeah. This is, guys...
Right. I'm this on is 444,
though. You have?
444. And in each meter, it increases. Four.
All right, so we want the answer in meters, not in feet, not in yards, not in miles, not in kilometers. We want it in meters is what they are. What
how
you
many
there?
Meters?
How many meters?
Okay.
I'll give you the problem one more time before we get into,
please.
Okay. Into the traffic. Okay, so you're carrying a bag of sugar beans containing 444,154 beans. The bag has a tear. The beans begin to fall out the moment you start walking. The first meter, one bean falls out. In the second meter, two beans fall out. In the third meter, three beans increase by one bean every meter that you take. How far in meters will you have walked when only one bean remains? If you're able to figure this out, guy. And by the way, we're accepting guesses. Even your guess could be correct. Please let us know. 061-792-9495. We'll see how close.
So Sky's calculator is
how many
out.
Meters, Sky?
And
it's compound.
I just need a little bit more time to do
also,
the
it's
math.
It's not compounding.
Piece.
It's not compounding because you're adding.
I thought I may have cracked it.
Yeah.
But then there. I just saw the Facebook comments.
Okay.
Vanessa says you wouldn't be walking. We'll be running when the wife sees no beans to cook for supper.
I'm going to take that as a correct answer there.
Mark Anthony says, I stopped drinking alcohol, otherwise I would have given you a calculated decision.
Maybe all the alcohol that you drank is preventing you from doing this maths now.
All right.
Sati says, rather eat a three-bean salad.
I'm going to take that as a correct answer as well.
And then Uzanele,
yeah.
Solutions.
Yes.
Put a tape on the hole after the one bean.
Yes. I'm with Uzanele.
Yes. Good job.
Yes.
That's the answer.
No, I didn't think about that. Here I am, 1, 2, 3, 4 meters calculated.
Come on now. We've got Sevier on the line from PMB. Good morning, Sevier.
Morning.
Okay, so what is your answer? And you have to show your work.
Well, 942 meters is my answer.
Okay.
How'd you get there?
How did you get there?
I use these formulas, math formulas. Although you said it's not a mathematics thing. I use formulas, quadratic formulas. So I use the sum, which is n plus 1 over 2.
Mm. Now,
so the beans followed as you're going to go with the first meter, one bean, second meter, two beans.
Yeah.
So I meter, three beans.
Uh-huh.
If each meter is increased by. So I use the arithmetic formula series, which is 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 goes on to plus n.
And then
basically, when you're done, you're going to be left with 4, you're going to be left with 1. Mm. So I use S equals to 444,154 divided by minus 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then I divided n is n plus 1 over 2, which equals to 444,000.
Sevier, what do you do for a living? Are you a teacher?
I'm not. I've done math in school. I'm actually a control room supervisor for an emergency company in Pietermaritzburg.
And is it really important to know exactly how many things are where at what time?
Correct. We deal with multiple things at the same time, multiple situations. So it's very important to know where things are happening it's very important to know what's happening in that situation.
And you're good at this because in your job, you work every day with human beings.
Yeah, I work every day with human beings, different situations, emergencies. So it's like, it's basically, it's an emergency center where we're dealing with lies, we're dealing with criminal activities.
No. Yeah. So what's your final answer?
942 meters.
Nice. Okay. And because he did maths in school, like we did, but yeah.
Well, I can say, Sevier, congratulations. You have won our undying appreciation and respect. That's what you have won.
Yes.
That's what you have won today. Yes, the short answer is 942 meters, which is how many wheelbarrows we need. So please help us. You can donate one wheelbarrow, two or 10, or as many are in your football team or your hockey team or in your office or as many as you could imagine under a Christmas tree.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.